Hello, welcome back to HWLRadio.com. You're here with your main man, Hollywood. And today, man, we going to be talking about the Joe Biden and Donald Trump debate from last night. And a lot of people was trying to say that Joe Biden won. And I can understand where they're coming from. Because this is the thing. You got to watch these things without being biased. And anytime you go into any kind of debate and majority of the people hate you, like, there's a serious hatred for Donald Trump, like, so serious to where you will ignore facts. And this video right here is going to show you the facts and the proof to what Donald Trump was saying was the truth. And then you got Facebook, you got Twitter. These is the platforms that y'all are getting all of your information off of. And guess what they're doing? They're like shutting it down. They're doing these videos like they do my YouTube videos because of what I be talking about and what I be speaking about. You know, I tried to conform and I seen the nigga, they was like, man, we don't care anyway. So that's why now I do just enough to get commercials played, because you gotta review it. You can't say I cuss. You can't say I'm doing this. You can't say I'm doing that. Play it. Play it, nigga. Play it. Play the commercials. I just say that. So make sure y'all share this so it can get out there. But when you hate somebody, you're already coming into this like in a lose-lose situation, especially if they're the judge. A majority of America hates you. It'll be real easy to pick anybody. Like, I can pick anybody. They're going to be biasedly on Biden's side. And you can see this coming out in some of the debate last night. They was a little bit easier on him than the other guy. But at the same time, it was like, as soon as, you know, Donald Trump, he's kind of slow on the response. He talks about this, he talks about that. And as soon as he gets to answering what the question was, they cut him off. Like, oh, the time. Or anytime he'll get a point, like, time. But when Biden asked, they was like, okay, Biden, well, you want to answer that, Trump? You want to answer that? But they see, they tried to let stuff settle down with Biden. They'll jump right to wherever Biden, they look like they got Donald Trump trapped up or choked up. He's not choked up. He's just a slow response answer. Like, he'll talk about himself all dang on day if you let him. But right now, they want the answer to the question, so he got to come back and, oh, okay. And on top of that, Joe Biden just straight up lied to us. And the number one thing Donald Trump kept killing him with is, man, you've been in politics for 47 years. Three of them years, I've been into politics. And it was just eight years prior, you was in one of these seating positions that close to what I'm in right now. And you still didn't do nothing. And this is the thing that gets me. Here you have Donald Trump that has already done more for blacks in 3 to 4 years, almost to Abraham Lincoln. Then you got Joe Biden, who's been in politics for 48 years, ain't did nothing nowhere near to what Abraham Lincoln did for blacks. What the heck makes you think he's going to do for blacks now? That's what I want to know. Like, you can be the fool if you want to, but I'm not going to be nobody's dang on fool. And only a fool would go for that. That's just like you getting back. Go get back with your cheating, whoever the heck you left, because you was like, man, this nigga just ain't going to get, or this chick just ain't going to get right. So I got to go. You might as well go back with them. 47 years. So just imagine you been with somebody that you don't like. Like, they just doing you all the way bad for 47 years. 47 years. This guy was involved in politics. So any of the feelings that you're trying to even have towards Donald Trump, you got to have the same ones towards Biden, because he's been there longer than daggone Trump. And it's actually better for blacks now that Trump's in office. The voices is heard more. The Black Lives Matter movement is going. Everything is going. Ain't none of that was going on before the Donald Trump campaign. Well, the Donald Trump's reign as president. So we just going to go ahead and get into this, into the facts, because that's what people came here to see. So go ahead, run the tape, man. Hold on, but one thing before I get up out of here. Just tell me this. Answer me this question right here, and I'll go to the polls and I'll vote for Joe Biden. Answer me this question. How is it that your claim to fame against Trump is that he was in collusion with Russia? That's your claim to fame. they studied and they did research and they came up with nothing because Trump would be prosecuted and arrested, right? The world hates him. They'd be heroes if they arrested Trump. Would y'all not agree with me? So Donald Trump does not get arrested, but they have on this new laptop that you was in cahoots with Russia. Joe Biden, really, not you, but Joe Biden was in cahoots with Russia. And it's got all these other stories on there and all of this. But you mean to tell me that you think Joe Biden won? When the number one thing that he was trying to go, like, who cares about a nigga not paying their taxes? It's niggas I know that ain't trying to pay their dang on taxes right now, nigga. And you're not looking at them like they discovered the earth. But what I cannot stand for is somebody selling out the country and they getting rich and the whole American people are suffering. Like, how does that make you win? Like, that was, that there was like the big joker in the spades game. Like, take them out. Like, we can't play with them no more. We want it to be a little like that. That there, he put that down, nigga. Game's over. That's all I wanted to say, though. But y'all tell me that. Y'all answer me that. Like, how in the heck does somebody get a win for blaming somebody for something that they're guilty of? If anything, they look like they dang on guilty as hell. And the whole other thing is, do you hate this man that dang on much that you can't see the dang on truth right before your eyes? The nigga lied. The nigga was doing what he was trying to say Donald Trump was doing to make him look bad. So why in the heck don't this make him look even worse? Now roll the film.